Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. The title of her preaching today is, What is Your Treasure?
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone has found. He hides it again, goes off happy, sells everything he owns, and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he finds one of great value, he goes and sells everything he owns and buys it. The Gospel of our Lord. I probably have confessed this before, but you may not remember, or maybe you didn't catch my earlier confession. I'm somewhat of an action movie junkie. Car chases, people leaping out of burning airplanes. I can watch from my safe distance in my movie theater seat. Real life, no way could I handle it. But as a result, one action series I got caught up in was the National Treasure movies with Nicolas Cage. Searching for treasure with a hidden map and the Declaration of Independence, it's pretty far-fetched. Even more so when they actually find the treasure. Oops, spoiler alert. Hope I didn't ruin it for anyone who hasn't seen the National Treasure movies. Well, what made me go on about the National Treasure movie was today's gospel. Jesus captures the kingdom of heaven by referring to it as a treasure buried in a field and the treasure of a pearl of great price. So an obvious correlation. But I want to focus not so much on the treasure, but on the actions of the treasure seekers. And I think that's what our Lord wants us to focus on too. Both people in the parable rushed to obtain their earthly treasures. They gave all they had to obtain them. The first man is described as filled with joy and happiness. And out of that happiness, he goes and sells all he has to buy the field where he has reburied the treasure. And this is just an example of earthly treasure. But what of the treasure of the kingdom of heaven? How much more is that? It is an eternal treasure. It cannot be lost. It is not finite. The kingdom of heaven is forever. Do we put as much passion and joy in reaching for the kingdom of heaven as those two men did in trying to obtain their earthly treasures? I was recently challenged by a homily given by our associate pastor. He exhorted us to keep seeking. The gospel he spoke of was Luke chapter 11, where Jesus teaches the Our Father and reminds us to seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened to you. Our pastor stated that he worried that people don't even bother to seek anymore, that they stay comfortable, that their faith is merely an insurance policy. Are we guilty of that? Do we lack the passion and joy, the ability to give totally to seek the treasure of the kingdom of heaven? In the National Treasure movies, Nicolas Cage, the main character, leaves no stone unturned, literally. He puts everything into finding the hidden treasure. He risks breaking the law. He risks life and limb, and sometimes even the lives of those he loves. What have we done in our lives with as much passion in seeking the kingdom of heaven? In our Lord's parables, he clearly states the kingdom of heaven is like, and then he illustrates how the kingdom of heaven is worth giving up everything for, that it is means to give it our all. It does not mean just staying comfortable. It means to continually seek, continually knocking at the door. After all, what do we have to fear? Our Lord has promised to answer our knock.